We do have the champ on the line, I believe. Oscar Valdez, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. Been a tumultuous last couple of months. How you feeling after the fight?
Well, you know, I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling blessed to have the opportunity to defend my title back in my hometown in Tucson, Arizona, and having my people be there. Not too comfortable with my performance. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't my best performance out there. But I feel happy. I feel, like I said, blessed that I'm with my family and enjoying the time and enjoying the rest and, you know, staying busy as well, thinking about the next future.
Were you bothered by all? You were obviously bothered. How bothered were you by the pre-fight stuff regarding the substances in Nevada and WADA and all that kind of good stuff? How much did that bother you psychologically?
It bothered me a lot. People don't have an idea how much that was bothering me. How was that stuck in my mind? Because, you know, you work so hard. I've worked so hard all my life, and I've always been a clean fighter. And over some mistake, you know, some positive over some substance, what I've never heard before, fentanyl, came back positive. And people don't have the time to maybe just look at the substance and see what this is and maybe believe my story as far as that I'm not a cheater. You know, I've never cheated. I would never cheat in this sport of boxing. And, you know, the discredit is the one thing that really hurt me. You know, I worked so hard for you know, to have a good name, to have a clean name, to become a champion and leave a legacy for my kids one day to look up to me and say, you know, my dad was a champion, or my grandchildren look up to me and say I was a great champion. And over one mistake, you know, people take all that credit away. So, you know, it was very hard for me, but, you know, there's no other option but to go through it and fight and do my best.
The Brazilian was a formidable foe, no doubt about that. His jab, he had a great jab, decent combinations, no doubt about that. You know, somebody asked me, did showboating hurt him? Did he showboat too much, this and that? Did you think he was showboating on you?
He did showboat, but I think it's part of the game. It doesn't really bother me, the showboat. I mean, what really kind of bothered me was, the fans want to see a great fight, and sometimes you got to risk in there in the ring, you know. So that's where, you know, I was a little upset inside the ring. I wasn't upset with him. I was more upset with myself because, you know, I was trying to give the fans what they want, which is a great fight. I was truly, really trying my best to be myself. But something about that fight, I just didn't feel well. I was completely off. And, you know, something just kept on bothering me during the fight. I could just tell I wasn't 100% me that night.
You talked about being great this night. Sugar Ray Leonard told me one time we were running in Florida. I said, Ray, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? He said a great fighter is a fighter that's willing to gamble.
Yes, sir, and I agree with that. You know, well, you know, willing to take great shots. And someone who I admire a lot, like Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, he took the big challenges out there, the big fights, and he doesn't care. He didn't care who he fought. He just gave it his best. There was no ducking on his side. So that's something that I always admire. Those type of fighters, they gambled and they risked everything inside the ring. And, you know, that's something that we also, as myself, I've always tried to do, you know, fight the best and give it my best in there and risk everything for the fans to enjoy a good night in boxing.
Okay, time to put Oscar Valdez on the spot as far as upcoming fights are concerned and predictions. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
George Kambosos and Teofimo Lopez, both guys are undefeated. What happens and why?
Kambosos is a great fighter, but I don't see nobody beating Teofimo Lopez in the 135 division. Teofimo Lopez is a beast. He's an animal. And I can see that fight. I can see Teofimo Lopez winning by a knockout. I don't think that fight will pass more than 7 rounds.
Okay. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder are going to fight a third time. I don't know why. I thought the first two fights were pretty convincing. What's Oscar's take on that?
Probably the same as yours. You know, I think Tyson Fury left it a little bit clear the first two fights that he's the best in that division. And I think it wouldn't be any different the third fight. You know, I think I could see Tyson Fury winning by a knockout.
Okay. Shakur Stevenson and Jamal Herring are going to fight, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who are you taking in that one?
It's going to be a great technical fight, chess game. They both have similar styles, southpaw, tall, southpaws. But I'm heading a little bit over towards Shakur. I think Shakur has a little bit more, just more skills, has the youth, the age on his side. So I could say I see Shakur Stevenson winning that fight.
But Oscar, he doesn't step up. He's another guy. He won't gamble. He doesn't throw the hook. You and I know to throw the hook, you have to gamble because it takes a while to get there. Sometimes you get beat by a right hand. Sometimes you get beat by a jab. Both those punches can beat the hook usually. But he's a big hooker.
Yes, like you said, I think you got to take big risks. And I think the ones who risk more would be Jermaine Herring. But that might also be a mistake inside the ring when you find someone like Shakur Stevenson, who's not going to risk a lot, but every mistake you make, he's going to pick him up, counterpunch you. It might be a slow fight, not too entertaining fight because they're both very technical fighters. But like I said, I'm heading over for Shakur to win that fight.
Yeah, so Shakur's going to win with 1-2s, 1-2s, 1-2s all night. He doesn't throw the 3, 4, and 5. Don't great fighters throw bunches and bunches?
Yes, you just said it yourself. Great fighters do that. Great fighters. I think Shakur Stevenson will be one of those fights where he just throws a little bit of punches but just does just enough to win the fight. As a fan, you know, people want to see great fights. People want to see risk. They want to risk it all inside the ring. They want to see knockdowns. But I don't believe that fight will go through a knockdown. I don't believe that fight will turn out to be a war. It will be a very technical fight. But like I said before, I think Shakur Stevenson will just do enough to win the fight. Even doesn't matter if it's just one jabs or one twos, but he will just do whatever it takes to win.
Okay, your stablemate Canelo Alvarez, once beaten super middleweight champion of the world, takes on Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant talks a little bit of smack. Caleb Plant may have dug himself a grave, huh?
Yes, sir. I believe so, man. The press conference, you know, really showed that Canelo wants to hurt him now. He wants to hurt him because you never, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I've seen Caleb Plant talk about his mother.
No, no. And, what happened was Caleb Plant called him a mother ducker. You know what I'm talking about? And And when Canelo translated it, it was like your mother's a. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get it. So Canelo misinterpret that, but it's still fair. You know, fair. Canelo just got mad at the moment, heat of a moment. But even if it wasn't no smack talking, you know. Canelo is just an animal in that division. You know, I don't see nobody beating him in that division. He's just he's a gym rat, very disciplined fighter, the disciplined person who I admire because he always stays in the gym. Doesn't matter what fight he wins, he will always come back to the gym and stay focused for our next fight. So I can see Canelo not beating him, but also knocking him out.
Okay. What's next for Oscar Valdez?
Well, there's a couple of things where I want to do. You know, one of my biggest goals in the sport will be considered one of the best fighters, Mexican fighters out there. You know, being one of that list, in the list of the great champions like Salvador Sanchez, Julio Cesar Chavez, Juan Manuel Marquez, Marco Antonio Barrera, Finito Lopez, all these fighters have something in common. They all went up divisions and they all defended the titles several times, multiple times. So that's something that I want to do. You know, I want to defend my title as much as I can. Hopefully, you know, in the next year or 2 years or 3 years, whatever it is, maybe think about going up to 135 to look for another world title or championship in another division, if it's possible. And just, you know, look for greatness. You know, where right now I'm looking out for the winner of Jermaine Herring and Shakur Stevenson. I think that's a very interesting fight for the fans. The fans have been asking for a while. So if they put that on the line, well, definitely I will have to take it. I also hear people want to see a rematch with Rob Sutton, so if they want that, that could also happen. And there's great fighters in the division at 130. You know, you got fighters like Joseph Diaz. You know, mm-hmm. you got there's a lot of great names out there. You know, in the 130 division, you got Rene Alvarado, and you got the other champion, if I'm not mistaken, the Venezuelan. I forget his name.
But right now you're the man at 130, and we wish you the best. I thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank your publicist for me, Claudia. She's a sweetheart.
No, she is. And I want to thank you for the time, and you know, thank everybody out there who's been showing some support because there's been some rough times out there. You know, last couple of weeks got rough with all this positive thing that really just I really want to clear my name because like I said it before, and I will always say it. You know, I'm not a cheater. I would never cheat. And that's just it. You know, thanks for the support.
All right, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Come back in 2 weeks. We want to talk to you in a couple weeks, okay?
We'll do. Anytime. You just invite me and I'll be here.
We'll get the Skype together. Oscar Valdez, undefeated world linear champion, 130 pounds. He is a man at 130. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide and WBC TV.